Welcome to episode 47 of the Repossible Podcast. I'm your host, Bradley Sharvin. It must be Thursday. Notice how this happens every single week. Every single week. Thursdays. So easy. Is it Thursday? Oh, podcast time. I'm a little ahead. I might do it earlier in the week. If not, Thursday. That's okay. So I just got a letter from an old friend, childhood friend. And before I could remember, he was very creative type, artist-ish, and writing and telling stories and kind of geeky sci-fi stuff that I wasn't really into. But he was, for me, if we got a little older, like in our teens or something, he was, for me, sort of the writer. And I was, who knows, I was probably more sports guy at that time, basketball. Let's get dirty and ride our bikes in the mud and stuff. That's more a boy. And today, many, many years later, I just got a letter from him that I actually wrote to my mom. And just saying how things are going and things are fine. But he was just noting, and he's so witty and so clever. And he was noting how he's now lived in the same house for 22 years, has had the same job for 11 years, in the same office building for 18 years. And time has gone so fast. As I continue to work on next books, I'm to the point where I can't imagine a time in my life when I'm not, quote, working, unquote, on a book. I put that in quotes because for me it's not work. For me that's life. That's what I want to do. And it's not the writing. It's not, if you're thinking, oh, writer, literary, no. It's, call it what you want, workshop, project, experiment, experience, adventure, whatever. But for example, there's a follow-up book to every, follow-up books to every single day I'm working on every single week, every single month, every single year, every single lifetime. And I'm trying to categorize events or life events or things or small things or big things into one of those boxes. And maybe there are things that overlap. Maybe there are things you should do every single week and every single year. I don't know. But when he wrote all that and said, you know, all these years of the same job, all these years this or that, and I think, okay, let's take the smallest one, 11 years at the same job. Now remember, this guy, he even said he wanted to be a writer or is a writer or was a writer or whatever, wanted to be a writer. And I'm biased because I am a writer now, right? Oh, I said it. I am a writer. Oh, yeah. So, what if he took the every single year book, idea, mantra, and wrote a book every year? I mean, I'm almost to the every single month part of writing a book. But that's a bit extreme, I admit. And what if it were, let's back up even one more. What if he said every single lifetime? I don't know if he's written a book. I'm not really in contact with him. What if he wrote a book in his lifetime? And what if he did that now? Slow down on the every single year. Maybe that's too much. What if he just wrote one? You know, what if he did that in the 7 years ago? I bet you that would have been in his list of sort of checklist of thing, you know, the 11 years here and the 18 years there and the 22 years there. I bet it slipped in there would have been, oh yeah, and that book I wrote 7 years ago. But what if it were 11 books? Okay, and here's the part where people don't like this. What if he wrote 11 bad books? They didn't win literary awards. They didn't sell beyond his neighbors. But he did it. Every single year, created a book. Maybe that's where I'm getting at with Spark. I'm to the point where I want people to create. I want people to create in a month. I want to get a book done because my secret agenda is that this is actually their first book and it might be terrible. And I want them to work on their second book. I want them to feel the achievement, the accomplishment of that first book so that they can move on and do a second one or do more or do 10 or do 11 or I don't care. But it's breaking out of that bubble. breaking out of that shell, breaking through the glass ceiling, and getting to that second step, because that first step is big. It is big. I think it took me 10 years to write one day. 10 years to write one day. Now I write every single day. I can't imagine a life without it. And what happened? For one, I was put up to a challenge. That sure helped. It wasn't my idea. And I did it, though. 30 days, I wrote a book. Then I wrote more. What if this guy, what if my friend wrote a book a year? Every single year is on his list. How would that change his perspective? How would that change how he looks back on these past years? Might that have changed slightly the trajectory of his life? I didn't sense, there wasn't a sense of regret necessarily. It was more, oh look, time has passed, these things have happened. Maybe that's it. Maybe it was passive. Maybe it wasn't proactive enough. Maybe I'm just addicted to creating. I think it's one of the solutions, one of the secrets, one of the answers to a question we might not even be asking. What should I do every single year? What, after 10 years, would I look back on and say, gee, I'm sure glad I did that every single year. Every single year. A year is a long time. It's a lot of time to get it done. I've got a tip. If you work on it every single week or every single month, guess what? That every single year is going to get done. But every single year, I don't know, just put a date in your calendar. June 17th. Get it done. Get it started. Whatever. You look back on the past 10 years, and what did I do every single year? This is the Repossible Podcast. I'm your host, Bradley Charbonneau. If you want to talk to me about stuff like this, I've got a guest lineup. Mine's kind of getting long. But I've got a guest lineup of people who I want to talk about the titles of my next books. You see what I'm doing here? I'm working on my next books. And how am I doing that? Together with you. So there's a page on, I think it's, I'm going to botch this, I'll put it in the show notes, but it might be bradleycharbonneau.com/asking. Because what I'm doing is asking you. So upcoming books are Ask, Create, Meditate. If you have powerful thoughts on one of those, or even powerful thoughts you haven't shared yet, but are festering in your heart, and you want to talk about them for 15 minutes max, give me a shout out. Other books are every single week, every single month, every single year, every single lifetime. We can talk about this too. Or we can overlap with Ask, Create, Meditate. That's what I'm doing. What about you? What are you going to do every single year? You're going to look back on and say, I'm so glad I did that. I was thinking of a quote earlier that said, gee, I sure regret having written that book last year. And the quote is attributed to no one, because no one has ever said that. Maybe I'm on a mission to get people to write books, and maybe my secret strategy is to use the crutch of asking a young person, like a daughter, or nephew, to do it with you. And to use the excuse that, oh, it'll be really good for the kids, I swear. But secretly, it's kind of for you. I'll help you write that book. I'll help you get it done in a month. All right, that's it. Come on, Pepper. Time to go. It's a beautiful, windy, blue sky, puffy white clouds, kind of dangerous looking clouds over there going on. I'm in the forest, where I like to be, working on my speech for tomorrow night. The speech title is called something like The Power of Asking and the Fear of Not Doing It. I'll have a video off my site, pastthesourcream.com. Check it out. Until next week, stay repossible. Be good.